I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in
here. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Missing Persons broadcast with your host, myself, and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby, and my co-host and sidekick, Major Lorna Munson. Welcome, everybody. If you're new, just tuning in, please check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defenders 7. Check out our website at www.defenders7.com. Make sure you subscribe. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. All sales from our store and also any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states. 100%. So by all means, purchase something or hit that donate button. You and your community in a time of need. We have a YouTube channel. Hop over there, check it out, and please, by all means, hit that subscribe button. We're also on MeWe. Go on communities, scroll down to Defenders 7 American Patriot Group. Now, for all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate. If you're a little shy about calling in, we also have a chat room here right on Blog Talk that is live during every broadcast. And that number to call to participate is area code 914-205-5773. Again, to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Now, for our missing, which we support 100% here at Defender 7, share every flyer, missing flyer, abducted, trafficked, runaway, you name it. Share every flyer. Get the word out. That's how we help hour missing. And as we always say, you know something, say something. And for those of you new listening, and even our members, if you know somebody that is missing, call in or hit up our chat room. We would love to get your story out there. Now, I would like to bring in your co-host, my sidekick, Major Lorna Munson. Hello.
Hello.
How
I'm
are
here.
You?
Huh?
Huh? How are you?
What? I'm all right, I guess. We'll find out tomorrow morning whether changing the oil on that thing is going to fix the light. You should have seen that oil. It was blacker in Toby's butt.
I bet.
And so that brings us to, okay, since they didn't change the oil in thousands and thousands of miles, what do the spark plugs look like?
Right.
Nickel diamond me to death.
Yep.
But the guy, the dealer, he reimbursed me for half of the price of the sensors.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so he's trying, but he could try harder. He could have stole the truck that didn't break on me after having it for a freaking hour, especially for that amount of money.
Yes, true.
So tomorrow morning will be the big test because it seems like the engine light comes on when it's cold. So.
Right. And before we get on with our missing show, I'd like to throw out there that please give our national medical officer, Kim Purvis, a prayer or two. Much appreciated for her brother. God bless him. And let's hope that they caught it in time.
Yeah. And it's too bad they won't get the cure out there to be done with it instead of money gouging.
Yeah.
But they can cure COVID.
Yeah, they already did before it even started.
I know.
All right. First one on our missing list tonight, Janeth Ortiz Mercado. She's a Hispanic female, 5'6" to 5'7", light brown complexion, dark brown eyes, light brown hair with highlights. Identifying marks, C-section scars, temporary crown / prosthetic on top of her front tooth. She was last seen wearing camouflage clothing, camouflage hat, and black tennis shoes. Janet left Culiacán, Sinaloa, Mexico, on April 24, 2019, She was an accomplice by a female named Felipa de Jesus Payon, Beltran. Both were headed for the United States and were crossing the border near Altar, Sonora. It is not specified what route or means of transportation was taken. It is alleged that the Coyote and Philippa abandoned Janus on May 1st, 2019, near State Route 86 between mile markers 105 and 110 near Nolia and Sel, Arizona. Janus has not been seen or heard from since. There was an unconfirmed report that Janeth was seen with Philippa in Arizona. It's alleged that Philippa and or the Coyote cell phone and credentials. And I don't have a phone number.
Okay, so then that brings us to Natrona County in Wyoming. Kaylise Hegel, 15 years old, missing since February 14th, 2022. She was last seen on February 14th. In Natrona County, Wyoming. She's white female, approximately 5'4", 130 pounds, with green eyes and black hair, tattoos on her left hand, fingers, and a pierced nose. Any information, contact Natrona's County Sheriff's Office at 307-235-9282 or the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation at 307-777-7181. Oh, and they're being buttheads. They took away my share button. Oh, God dang it.
Facebook is a frickin' Turner. Yeah, I know. Facebook is getting on my nerves.
Yep.
Tony Turner. 22 years old, black female, black hair, wavy shoulder length, brown eyes, 5'2", weighs 130 pounds, maybe much smaller now. Tanee Turner was last seen getting off the 93 bus around 6:15 p.m. at the intersection of Hazelwood Ave and Giddings Street in Pittsburgh, PA, on December 30th, 2019. She is said to have been walking towards her home located in the Owl Hollow community, or Hazelwood. She may have made it home as the red coat she wore took to work was found at her house. Some of her belongings were found on the homestead Gray's Bridge between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. December 30th, 2019. Other items were mysteriously found 2 weeks later. We are searching for a ceramic vase and shoes that were taken the bridge, as well as an accurate description of these items. There's a reward for any information that leads directly to Tanae's whereabouts. Please contact the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police at 412-323-7800.
7800. Waterford, Michigan. Summer Darling, 16 years old, missing since February 16th, 2022. He's female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 120 pounds. If you have any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, White Lake Township Police Department in Michigan, or 248-698-4400.
Jasmine Free Johnson, missing since February 17, 2022. Black female, age 18, missing from Olathe, Kansas. Oh, I'm sorry, she's a Native American. Brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7". 120 pounds. Anyone having information should contact Olathe Police Department at 1-913-782-0720.
Let's see. this one don't have much information. Yuri Lilani Castillo, 15 years old, last seen in Milby High School. Any information, call 832-394-1840, 832-960-4159. She looks like she's biracial. She's got dark hair, dark eyes, long hair.
Caden Knight, missing from Billings, Montana. Last seen February 24, 2022. Native American, age 13, male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", weighs 172 pounds. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Caden, please contact Yellowstone County Sheriff at 406-256-2929.
Baltimore, Maryland. Taylor McNair, 12 years old, missing since February 17th, 2022. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 120 pounds. Is missing from Southwestern District of Baltimore City, Maryland. Taylor was last seen wearing a black hoodie, gray sweatpants, green jacket, and black Crocs shoes. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Baltimore City Police Department, or
415-525 or 443-984-7385. Bristol police are looking for a man whose absence from home was described by family members as totally out of character. Sasir Kadri, 62, left home Wednesday at approximately 2 p.m. in his tan 2005 Mercedes ML350, Connecticut registration 632YHL, and has not returned. Kadri was described as a white, 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 160 pounds, with a scar on his stomach. He was last seen wearing a black leather coat blue jeans, and work boots. Kadri is nonverbal and has a memory loss due to a recent medical event. Anyone with information on Kadri's whereabouts is asked to call police at 860-584-3000.
Jackson, Tennessee. Dylan Whitaker, 16 years old, missing since January 25th, 2022. Male, he's white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 172 pounds. Any information, should call 1-800-843-5678, the Jackson Police Department in Tennessee, or 731-425-8400. And by the look of his picture, his nose must have been broke at some point in time because it's kind of crooked. Henderson, Nevada. Kiera Penn, 15 years old, seen since January 24th, 2022. Female, biracial, black hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 100 pounds. She's Asian and white. Anyone with information to contact 1-800-843-5678, Henderson Police Department in Nevada, or 702-267-5000.
Trayton Boggs, missing from Browning, Montana, last seen February 19th, 2022, 4 years old, 40 pounds, 3'5", white, male, light brown hair, brown eyes. Trayton was last seen wearing a black coat, blue sweats, and black and green muck boots. Trayton was last seen with Trey Boggs and Robin Corby for visitation. Trey and Robin failed to meet up with custodial guardian at 5 p.m. on 2/19/22 to return Trayton. Trayton is believed not to be in any danger. If you know the whereabouts of Cashton, please contact Blackfeet Law Enforcement at 406-338-4000.
Benton, Kentucky. Oh, my, what a name. CROCCIFIO.
Corsifico.
Okay, that's too much tongue tangle for me. Hall, 17 years old, missing since February 17th, 2022. He's male, white, sandy colored hair. Blue eyes, 5'7", 150 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Marshall County Sheriff's Office in Kentucky, or 1-270-527-1333.
Savannah, Georgia. Police are looking for a missing 20-year-old from Franklin, Tennessee, who went missing while away at school in Georgia. Carson Jacobson was last seen downtown Monday on Perry Lane in downtown Savannah, according to local authorities. Jacobson is described as a 6'1" with brown hair, blonde streak. He was reportedly last seen wearing khaki pants and a burgundy shirt. Anyone who sees him is asked to call 911. And that's all I got on that one.
Winnipeg, Canada. Serena Flett, 12 years old, 5'2", 120 to 130 pounds, brown eyes, dark brown curly hair just past her shoulders. He was last seen Monday morning and has not been in contact since. If you have any information regarding Serena, please contact the WPS Missing Person Unit or Bear Clan Patrol. Winnipeg Police number is 204-986-6250, or the Bear Clan is 204-794-3568.
Denisha and Danaya Champagne were last seen on December 29, 2021, Fort Worth, Texas. Denisha, 16 years old, is 5'6", 125 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Denisha, 15, is 5'4", 110 pounds, with black hair, brown eyes. Denaya is 5'3", 120 pounds, with black hair, brown eyes. All three of these young ladies are females. If you have any information, please call the Fort Worth Police Department at 817-392-4222.
Oh, I'm getting some good names today. Do Quesne, D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E, Pennsylvania. Oh, and then the name, too. And then there's the name. Z-A-M-I-Y-A-H. Zamaya? Jelly?
Zamaya, yes.
16 years old, missing since January 31st, 2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 170 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Quesne Police Department in Pennsylvania, or 412-469-3774. It says it's a female, but she don't look female at all.
Yeah, I'm having the same trouble when I'm looking at some of these pictures.
Yeah. Norfolk, Virginia. Marissa Wimbush, 12 years old, missing since February 17, 2022. Female, biracial, brown hair, green eyes, 5 feet, 158 pounds. She was last seen wearing blue jeans, a tie-dye shirt, gray hoodie, and white Crocs. She requires medication. Contact 1-800-843-5678, the Norfolk Police Department, or 757-664-7000.
Help find Sky, missing from Escondido, California, August 30th, 2015. She was 20 years old at the time. There is a reward, doesn't say how much. Safe return of Skylar Peterson Tonzik. And of course, there's no phone number.
No, of course. Leon Baker, birth date 10/1/78, 6 feet, 150 pounds, 43 years old, brown, dark brown eyes, dark brown hair, no tattoos, missing front two teeth on top, missing from Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada, under very suspicious circumstances. He has diabetes and may be in need of medication. A case was opened in September of 2021. Last known contact was 8/11/21. Possible sighting at a homeless shelter on 9/21. The police said they couldn't confirm it was him or not. Then October 2021, Las Vegas Metro closed the case saying there was no new evidence. He receives SSI, and the police say they can't contact Social Security because of confidentiality, yet they could easily gain access to see who withdraws his money. He was always in contact with his grandmother. Two times a month, they would communicate, and she would send Western Union to him. In September of 2021, he stopped picking up the money. He always relied on that extra help, and now it's just silence. His first birthday in 43 years went by without a word from him. The only pictures available at this time are roughly 8 years old.
Dang. Harley, Ireland's known location was Southern California. Her last date of contact with family was February 7th or February 8th, 2022. Harley has not been seen or been active on any of her social media platforms since. Messages sent to Harley are showing undelivered. Harley was staying at the Moonlight Inn in Gardena, California. Other known locations are San Diego, El Segundo, Santa Monica, Gardena, Long Beach, Delaware, and Tijuana, Mexico. She was known to be in the company of a male tattoo artist named Jarrell Linayo. Jarrell drives a black Dodge Charger. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts, please contact the Gardena, California Police at 310-217-9600. She's 5'9". Long, dirty blonde hair with roots, brown eyes. She has tattoos inside middle finger, neck, leg, and arm. Unknown clothing description, no personal vehicle.
Edit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then we go on to Louisville, Kentucky. Tiona Smith, 12 years old, missing since February 3rd, 2022. Female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 140 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Louisville Metro Police Department in Kentucky. Or 502-574-7111.
Jasmine Free Johnson, missing since February 17, 2022, from Olathe, Kansas. 18, American native, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 120 pounds. Anyone having any information should contact Olathe Police Department at 1-913-782-0720.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I ain't even going to attempt this name. D-J-O-E. Francois, F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S, 16 years old, missing since February 3rd, 2022. He's male, black, black hair, black eyes, 5'10", 150 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Lancaster Police Department of Pennsylvania, or 717-664-1180. Knoxville, Tennessee. Cadence Burris, B-U-R-R-I-S-S. 17 years old, missing since January 26, 2022. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 175 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Knoxville Police Department in Tennessee, or 865-215-7000.
Yeah, I got my page is buffering for some reason.
Hmm.
Come on.
Mesa, Arizona. Kira Blazik, 17 years old. Missing since February 2022. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 100 pounds. She may still be in the local area. Any information? And her picture shows her wearing glasses too. Any information? Contact 1-800-843-5678, the Mesa Police Department in Arizona, or 480-644-2211. That one was found. Oh, this one was found dead. Rosemary Rodriguez.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with my phone, but it just keeps on doing the circle thing.
Oh, wow.
I think it's your fault.
Could be. What this one was all about. Cynthia Perkins pleaded guilty to avoid trial, sentenced to 41 years. I got to click on that and see what this is all about. Ah, it's YouTube. I ain't doing it. That one found safe. Okay. We got Renton, Washington. Jose and Antoinette Vargas, 18 years old, missing since June 19, 2019. male, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 120 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Renton Police Department in Washington, or 425-235-2121. Ann Arbor in Michigan. Oh, man. Tiona Tolliver, 16 years old, missing since December 26, 2021. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 125 pounds. She may travel to Detroit, Michigan. She may be wearing a wig. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Ann Arbor Police Department in Michigan, or 734-994-2911. Are you still swirling?
Yep. I don't know why. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Dallas, Texas. Kiara Williams, 25 years old. Oh, wait. Update. Alert canceled. Oh, and they found her deceased. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh, boy. B-R-E-Y-O-N-N-A. Presley, 15 years old, missing since February 14th, 2022. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 135 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. The Pittsburgh Police Department in Pennsylvania. 412-323-7800. Oh boy. Accused rapist and murderer fathers children with women and her daughter now on the run. Fugitive Michael Pratt is wanted for child sex trafficking and many other charges. That one's found safe.
Yeah, I think I'm screwed.
Oh, boy. Zachary.
Yeah, because.
Still swirling?
Yep. And I've.
Is there any?
I've signed out, signed back in,
any way to shut your phone off and reboot it and start back up without losing the show?
Nope.
Zachary, Louisiana. Donovan W. Jones, Jr., 19 years old, missing since February 16th. He's 19, 145 pounds, 5'8", dark brown eyes, and he's black, and called 225-328-4095 or 225-439-6889 or the Zachary Police Department at
254-954-9393. I really freaking hate Facebook.
I know. Sad. Terror dogs are outside raising Cain. And little bullies little teacup poodles won't leave my poor pit bull alone.
Little ankle biters.
Yeah, I know. Rolf is scared to death of them. Plano, Texas. Maria Villanueva, 14 years old. Missing since February 13th, 2022. Female, Hispanic. Black hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 160 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Plano Police Department in Texas, or 972-424-5678. You must have missed a phone call warning you not to do the show again, huh?
Probably. Yeah, because even all my notifications are coming up, can't connect right now.
Huh. Midland,
yeah,
Texas.
They're messing with us. Messing with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they won't. I got it, so I can't really share like I normally share it. So I got to do it a different way, which John wanted me to send him to the group, which I can't do it the way it is on my phone right now. But I'm sending it out on Facebook. Midland, Texas. Dinah Martinez, 14 years old. Missing since February 9th, 2022. 14 years old. Female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 105 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678. The Midland Police Department in Texas. 423-685-7108. But the way that I'm doing it, it keeps telling me, what does it say? It's been submitted and is waiting for pending approval by administrator or moderator. So
right.
If Facebook don't step in, it should get shared. But if they step in, then it probably won't get shared.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Excuse my French. But a lot of things have been happening on me with our group because I run the group.
Right.
Nah.
Well, it might be that people share or look into them, too, because maybe there's a big trafficking operation going on and they don't want their faces out there.
That's what I'm saying, is that they're messing with us.
Yep. Houston, Texas. Richard Palmer, 13 years old, missing since February 10th, 2022. Male, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 4'9", 110 pounds. He is Hispanic and white. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Houston ISD Police Department in Texas, or 713-892-7777. Oh, you like listening to me talk anyway.
Yeah, it keeps me awake. I'm sitting out by the fire.
I'm sitting in my camper. Denison, Texas. Ariana Atkins, 13 years old, missing since February 17th, 2022. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 113 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Denison Police Department in Texas, or 1-903-465-2422. Oh, wow. Highly decorated D-A-R-E, Dare Cop, admits to running enormous child porn ring that abused toddlers February 21st, 2022 in Beaver Creek, Ohio. The Drug Abuse Resistant Education Program should be better be called an egregious exercise in how not to convince kids to keep away from substances. Wow. Michael Vaughn is still missing from Fruitland, Idaho, missing since July 27, 2021. Blonde hair, blue eyes, and to be with someone in a white Honda Pilot. If anyone wants to know the story, the interview room on YouTube just did an interview with Brandy Neal. Oops, I didn't want to do that. I can't share that one. Goldendale, Washington, Alberta, Stahi, S-T-A-H-I, 17 years old, missing since February 16th, 2022, female, American Indian, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 105 pounds. Alberta may travel to Wapato, Washington. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Yakama Nation Police Department in Washington, or 509-865-2933. Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Wonder where that is. Bridget Gordon, 16 years old, missing since April 30th, 2021. She is 16 years old as of now. Female, white, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'6". 220 pounds. When she was last seen, her hair dyed to a burgundy color. Anyone with information, call 1-800-843-5678, Morgan County Sheriff's Department in Tennessee, 423-346-6262.
Yeah, they're not letting me do anything.
Wow. I wonder if this is YouTube. I just want to see something. Bed Bible has spent 2 months doing an in-depth report about worldwide sex trafficking, gathered data from 172 countries, and analyzed 109.216 identified victims. $35 million is every single day victims of sex trafficking. Estimates show that internationally only about 0.04% of survivors of trafficking cases are identified, meaning that the majority of cases go undetected. It is estimated $99 billion market value. Wow. During the pandemic, online recruitment increased 22%. Wow. The analysts found significant growth in the proportion of potential victims for whom Facebook, 120% increase, and Instagram, 95% increase, were the sites for recruitment. Holy crap, that's a lot. Almost 20% of all victims are children. However, in some parts of